Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there, and welcome to Force Center Presents Databank Dive. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
I'm Ken Napsok. Here's what we do in this show. We go into the StarWars.com databank. We'll take a deep dive into the Wikipedia entries as well. We pick something, a character, a planet, a droid, something weird, something wild, something wondrous, something wacky. It could be all these things, or just one of the things, and we discuss it. We did a first season of this on The Companion, a great sci-fi app for sci-fi fans. You can check it out there if you want to hear our first season. We love doing it here. Joseph, this is we alternate weeks of picking topics behind the curtain stuff. This is your week, and I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I was very excited to pick something that was kind of and/or relevant because it's fun to jump around the eras of Star Wars, but it's also fun with this show that we can be kind of kind of timely and a character that I didn't expect to feature in Andor, but made such a shocking surprise return a couple episodes ago, is one of my favorite troopers, the Deadly Imperial Shore Troopers. Yes. So we are going to subject the Shore Troopers to our collection of W questions. How weird, how wild, how wondrous. We're going to really ask, how wild are the Shore Troopers? So we always start with the basic info that you can find on the StarWars.com databank, thus our title, Databank Dive. So here's what the StarWars.com databank has to say about Shore Troopers, Ken. Mm-hmm. It says, during the height of the Empire, coastal defense stormtroopers, or Shore Troopers, would patrol the beaches and bunkers of the Imperial military headquarters on Scarif. Now, with the Empire in decline, they find themselves assigned to less glorious postings.
Ooh.
This is amazing. This is the first time I've seen this happen, Ken, where an entry has maybe been updated based on appearances. And tell me if you agree with my Star Wars detective work. I feel like this entry was written for the Shore Troopers' appearance in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, because this is we did Shore Troopers in our old show Databank Brawl, and I don't remember this entry part, this part of the entry at all, right?
No, because I'm sure it was just about they were in Rogue One, and it like
Scarif.
When things get introduced, right? Sometimes it's a trooper, sometimes it's a species of creature, and you're like, are they everywhere? Or are they just on this one planet, right?
Right.
Is that bird native to this planet? Are these troopers native to Scarif? And I think at the time it was like, who knows? But then when they started popping up in Mandalorian, there was clearly either an adjustment or whatever to be like, they used to just be on Scarif. Now, they find themselves assigned to less glorious postings. Yeah, random anywhere in the galaxy. But since what they always do with the databank entries is if there's an old character, a classic character who's relevant to a new show, they just bump them up, right?
So right.
When you look under Andor, you can find the entry for Shore Troopers. And then you find an entry that denies the existence of the Shore Troopers in Andor, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, grateful with the Mandalorian connection, because that feels like, you know, if you're left, it's like, what do you got? Are you a snowtrooper? You're on the beach. The fight is the beach today. You got to figure that out. And that makes a lot of sense. But yeah, this I think it deserves an update where, you know, your headquarters guarding the illustrious Imperial headquarters on Scarif. Also, you're on Space Ibiza, you know, harassing tourists. And I think it needs that entry.
Yeah, I love that idea that it doesn't matter. The Empire is so scattered. We'll take what we can get. Whatever armor you have. Sorry about your heavy boots, Range Trooper. You're stationed on Mustafar, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just sweat it out. So we did see some Shore Troopers with not a shore in sight in Mandalorian. But now we see, exploding the first sentence of the databank entry, that there's more shores to be patrolled than just Scarif.
Sounds like a mighty recruitment song. There are many shores in our empire.
From Scarif to Naimos, you gotta go out there. Anywhere there's a beach to patrol, you're on it.
Yeah.
Is this new to you? I can't remember from the previous entry that they're technically coastal defense stormtroopers, implying that Shore Troopers is maybe a nickname.
Yeah, I think it's not relatively new to me, but I think it emerged at some point, right? Whether we studied it for a trivia show or something, it just seems I do know this. And here's what I did. I saw the first time I saw, they're technically coastal defense stormtroopers. I went, nuts to that. They're Shore Troopers.
Yeah. I mean, are snow troopers, you know, frigid defense stormtroopers? No, they're snow troopers. Yeah. But I do like that world building, that like imagining them being defensive about it, right? I'm a coastal defense stormtrooper, a shore trooper. No, like the old, you're gonna do a skit? It's a comedy sketch.
Which is mine. Don't call it a skit in front of me. It's a sketch, kid. I love that. I love that, because there's probably a lot of mess hall arguments of like, are you a beach trooper? No, I'm a coastal defense stormtrooper. I don't know. Sounds like you're defending a shore there, skipper.
Yeah, Beach Trooper sounds even more just absolutely dismissive. Yeah. We got some more info on Wikipedia. It starts again with the old skit sketch argument. It says coastal defender stormtroopers, more commonly known as shore troopers, and also known as the Coastal Guard, with those stationed on the planet Scarif referred to as Scarif stormtroopers. We got four names.
Okay,
Ken.
Now I'm confused. Pick a lane.
All four of them were a specialized variant of the Galactic Empire's stormtroopers, trained and equipped for combat in tropical environments. Organized into the Coastal Defense Division, shore troopers operated effectively as sergeants, which allowed them to command small squads of regular stormtroopers. One of the notable aspects of Coastal Defense stormtroopers was that the position they served in was temporary and subject to change along with their rank. On a galactic scale, shore troopers as a whole were scarce, as the conditions for necessitating their employment were few and far between, as few stations or garrisons were located on coastal tropical planets.
I love this.
Only so many South Padre Island is what they're saying.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, that is, there's a lot of fascinating stuff. Where do you go when you read that?
I love this idea that, you know, we had discussed before, remember on Databank Dive, that they are effectively sergeants. They're supervisors, which is why a lot of them were seen with regular stormtroopers. And that makes a lot of sense for me. It's a specialized unit. I think, remember, we had a conversation about it, but I like that it's temporary. It's more of an assignment. It's a rank, but it's an assignment. Similar to like a lot of police agencies, detective is not like a rank. It's an assignment sometimes, and depending on the agency. And I like that. I'm fascinated by that the shore troopers are like, it's a stepping stone to something bigger, perhaps, or maybe it's what you want to get for a little bit just to kind of rest. I want to go to Scarif and rest for a couple years. I like that little detail.
Yeah, and I love the addition of Nyamos. That's the planet's name in Andor. In wondering how many of these are, we'll talk a little bit about whether it's considered a great post or not great post. But I love the idea. That's the headcanon that's forming in my mind, that they're real defensive about we're coastal defender stormtroopers. Mm-hmm. Maybe shore troopers is seen as dismissive. And then on top of that, you got the additional power dynamic of like, and technically I'm a sergeant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you can make fun of me. You can call it a skit, but I'm your boss.
I love it. The annual company picnic where range troopers are showing up and they're like, they got some beards. Maybe they're a little rough around the edges. Cause where they are, you're not supposed to have that beard. Yeah. We're not supposed to be guarding rocky cliffs, but we are, we get to do what we want. The dynamic is intriguing to me, and they probably pick on these guys. These are the kickers, the punters of the NFL in the stormtrooper ranks. We need you, but we're going to make fun of you.
Yeah, and I love that analysis. We'll talk about range troopers someday, but I like that they're the grizzly. Like, yeah, we can handle. We're outback stormtroopers.
We're the Jeremiah Johnsons of the Empire. There's a reference for you, kids.
That's Robert Grizzly Redford. Adams.
Yeah, it's Robert Redford in that meme.
Oh yeah. I think some of the convoluted thing about their ranks and who they can command and why, I think is, I believe I looked into it. It is some desperate pretzeling to make sense of their various colors on their armor. That some of the structure of their command is clear, and others is contradictory. So, good old Wikipedia trying to make it work.
There you go. There you go.
So, getting to discussing the shore troopers now that we have that background from Databank and Wikipedia. So, how would you physically describe the shore troopers, Ken?
All right, here we go. We got the armor is a sandy beige. They're maybe camouflage themselves on sand dunes. So it's a yellowish, brownish, sandy color. The armor is typical of stormtroopers. It does cover, you got a chest plate, you got pauldrons, you got some gauntlets all the way down. The arms and chest and head are perfectly covered. Of course, the helmet is a little slightly different. It's a biker scout meets a stormtrooper helmet. Meets a tank commander helmet, which thank you, Rogue One, for that as well. Then they've got a nice belt with a nice satchel, just a good sensible satchel. They got some knee guards, like they're catching a major league baseball pitcher. But here's the key. They got a sensible pant exposed. We talked about this before because you're probably beach weather, a little hot. You want to be comfortable. You got a nice brown pant you're wearing in your thighs, your hammies, maybe in your butt exposed to blaster fire.
It really is one of the things that I love the most about them that makes them the most both cool and absurd, which is why I love them. Like, they are terrifying agents of the tyrannical empire. Totally exposed thighs, wide open thighs, nothing good. Sorry, shore troopers, coastal defense, stormtroopers. There's no crotchal defense going on in your armor. There's nothing. I'm looking at my stormtrooper action figure, wide open.
It looks as though like an alarm rang in the middle of the night and they didn't finish dressing. And someone was like, let's just go with that.
You're missing like three or four pieces, right? I mean, because the stormtroopers have armored buttocks, right? You can't.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yep. That's a big thing. I think if I was trying to, you gave a great physical description of everything that's going on. I think if I was trying to like go big picture, I would say that to me, the shore trooper kind of looks like someone went to like an army surplus store and tried to build a stormtrooper costume for Halloween. And they did a pretty good job, but they couldn't find some of the armor. The other stuff was like really baked out. It had been in the sun forever. The helmet isn't quite there. It's almost a stormtrooper, but not quite.
They're not a member of the 501st. They couldn't get into that charity organization. they tried, they applied. This is my costume. Like, did you just go to a Burbank Army Surplus store? I did. Yeah, you're not in.
Yeah. Yeah, and the pants just really do look like these were the fatigues. Like, I had one Halloween where I wanted to be Robin the Boy Wonder and just couldn't get anything that actually worked. I had a dirty yellow pillow sheet for a cape. I couldn't have shorts, so I had like long green jeans. And there's some vibe there of the shore trooper being like, I tried.
Yeah,
this is the closest as I got. But one of the things that I really love about their appearance is that that sandy beach beige armor. I think because the stormtrooper figures I had as a kid got baked in the sun and faded to the actual color of a shore trooper. So there's this really weird nostalgia to their armor color for me.
That's true. I love that.
So for you, what is the ultimate magic of the shore troopers? What do they add to the legend of Star Wars?
You hear it in our voices. We have a lot of passion, not just you and I, but I think Star Wars fans. This is why the 501st, the big organization, is such a thing. We do have a passion for toys and armor and troopers and troop building with your figure collecting. And there's something fascinating going back to, again, wherever we always celebrate different entry points into Star Wars. So I'll speak, I guess, from the original trilogy generation here, to be clear. But you got New Hope, and you're like, that's cool. And then snowtroopers show up, and you're like, well, that's different. And then also you got AT-AT drivers. This is definitely, and then biker scouts, my personal favorite. And then along the way, more get introduced, more tech, more gear, more toys to buy. Yes, that's how it works. It's part of the fun. Definitely times have changed where you and I work a little harder to make sure we're not celebrating the empire and the ideas behind them. That's a thing, but you can't separate too far from the ideas as a fan. They're just kind of fun. And it's different. And in 2016, we got these wonderful new troopers guarding the shores of Scarif. It's part of the magic. It is part of the reason that we keep coming back, as well as the big themes and lessons and the things we take home to us. But that's the magic for me.
Yeah, no, you are speaking my language. I think, you know, when I was much younger and people would see Star Wars and go like, yeah, I like the space movie. What? The mean guys, the hero's dad? What? When that was sort of like the level of engagement that the adults around me had with Star Wars, and I would want to talk about Star Wars, that'd be one of the things I'd say, like, do you know that every movie there's a new stormtrooper?
It
was one of the things I was excited to know, excited to think about and wonder about with, you know, more Star Wars, of what kind of different troops there'd be. And I don't know, I think obviously excited for Star Wars still, but by the time Rogue One rolled around, I don't think that I could have that same joy that I had as a kid when I first saw a biker scout. I didn't think that level of trooper joy could be unlocked. And then the Shore Trooper came into my life. Probably my favorite trooper out of all of them.
Yeah.
Wow. It just in that, like in that. Yeah, obviously they the actual troopers are not to be admired.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't want to be them for lots of different reasons. But for the just fun fantasy, they look cool. Aesthetically, the Shore Trooper looks just jaw-droppingly cool to me. I love the way the Shore Trooper looks. So there's the part of me that loves them for the troopers are cool. And then there's the other part of me that loves them for Star Wars is absurd. And in a gritty, grounded, real movie like Rogue One, I feel like the Shore Trooper pushes the idea that there's a trooper for every environment to its absolute limit. The creaking of the breaking point of a trooper for every environment I hear every time I see a Shore Trooper. A coastal defense trooper. So part of the magic to me is like they're both like the really cool, that's awesome side of Star Wars to me, to the like, this is bonkers. Come on. Let's have fun with how weird it is.
Yeah, and followed closely by the mud troopers, which might be moist territory defenders.
Yep, the slippy troops. Yeah.
the slippers, the slippies.
And then you add on to all that magic, which you said really well, what we're going to talk about a little bit when we, I think when we come back from the break, we're going to approach this in lots of different ways, because to me it is the question about Shore Troopers is that a blessing or a curse to be stationed in a paradise that you maybe can't enjoy, right? I mean, like snow troopers were deployed. Biker scouts were clearly had their thing, and it didn't seem like any of them were standing around in Endor going, gosh, I love nature. I'm gonna write a poem, right? Yeah. But Shore Troopers, how can you ignore? They're stationed in the place that many of us dream of retiring. You know?
Yeah.
And the question of, do they get to enjoy it at all lingers over the Shore Troopers.
It absolutely does. Oh, I love the dynamics of the troopers. What's happening in that mess hall?
We'll come back to the question of, do biker scouts write poetry about trees? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment to continue celebrating the Shore Trooper.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And we are back to keep diving into how wild are shore troopers. Let's get into some of the real details, Ken. How exactly do you feel the shore troopers are equipped to deal with sand, with wading? What about them is perfectly designed for beaches?
What's funny is, you know, it's very clear. The lighter armor, it's a temperature thing, but in terms of the water... you got the catcher gear knee pads, you got the shin guards, so those are getting wet. Your legs, like I'm trying to figure out the logic of it there. I think it's just, you know, growing up in Pismo Beach, California, I used to try to go out for a little run on the beach. Sometimes I'd run through the sand dunes. It's hard. You're churning. So extra body weight, extra mass on you. You might not want. So that's why I think it starts with the lighter armor. It does make sense, even though we're poking some fun. And they got their Target Morona brand pants on underneath there. But I think that's it. It's movement. And then all right, so you go in the water, you're wading. You want a little lighter. You want a little lighter feel. I'm just surprised it's not like a wetsuit kind of thing. Maybe it is under that pant. Maybe.
You're right. If that was like skin tight surfing suit for your for their legs, but it just feels like the Empire just cut costs.
It looks like they're wearing the pants of like a yoga hippie guru in a van, you know, some kind of like weird material. Like they're part of the Edward Sharpe and the whatever the band was. It's weird. It's a weird choice.
Yeah.
Magnetic Zero. Sorry. I remember the band name. Sorry.
We always joke about the Empire, the Emperor himself making decisions about new outfits. Yes. Like, I know that's a favorite thing of yours of like right after the formation of the Empire, what Taylor came in and said, and how should these new looks be for the Imperial outfits? Yeah. I love the idea that just for inexplicable reasons, you know, some troop designer is being like, okay, well, this kind of armor that can, and what about the pants? And Palpatine's just like, corduroy.
Yeah.
It should be corduroy.
What I like about that too is I don't think Sheev's hung out on a lot of beaches.
No.
Naboo's got some shores, but it's a different environment. Lake shores, beach shores, very different. Can be different, I should say. And I think that was part of it too, where he was like, corduroy pant. And everyone's like, whoa, has the Emperor been to a beach ever? We got to go with it.
Sheev at the beach is really fun to imagine. We got that, you know, quote from Padme about we used to lie out on the sand and try to guess the name of the bird singing. And it's fun to imagine Sheev like, I used to stand in the sand and try to kill birds from far away with my mind.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think he got a lot of joy. Really staring at him. Their helmet is similar to some other troopers, but they got that big thing on the top that's maybe a visor for the sun. Maybe that's a glare thing that can come down. I don't know. Maybe it blocks. Yeah. Maybe can they flip it up? Is it a visor?
Could be. It's a sensible parent visor.
Yep.
it's a mom visor at a soccer game.
Yeah. And not that we ever see them being particularly subtle, but I suppose they could lie down in the sand. And as you pointed out, the sandy, beachy, beigey, they could try to blend in with the sand.
Yeah, they get there.
And yeah, the thing with the totally exposed thighs, only protected by space corduroy, I feel like that's meant to be waiting. Of like, you're not going to be pulled down.
you know, because he got the armor on, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, but in my headcanon, you know, the range troopers have those magnetic boots. In my headcanon, in those shin guards, they have like some little pitons that can shoot out and like stop them from being swept away by currents. They must have some sort of like current resistance.
Oh, I like a little fin popping out. Yeah, that's great.
Fin. Nice. One of the other big distinctions of the Coastal Defense Troopers, you mentioned it in your great description, they all got sacks. They all got these sacks that look like they are wearing giant Kit Kats on their belt. The candy Kit Kats. What do you think is in a Coastal Defense Trooper's sack?
He said, straight face. I'll say this. I was going to say there could be some kind of suntan lotion, but they're not exposed. Then I was like, well, maybe they could offer it to citizens. It doesn't seem like they care. So I think it's all hydration. I think maybe there's some extra weaponry, a battery pack or something, of course, that makes some sense. But I think there is a concern of hydration. So they got like one of those Gatorade kind of electrolyte adult Pedialyte drinks that they got on the market now. It's in a tube there.
It's a juice box. They have juice boxes.
It's a juice box. It's not, the flavors are probably just a plain lemon lime, but yeah, they need that. It's a key.
No, do they sneak like margarita mix in?
If you're sassy, yeah, but I think that's not issued. Yeah, I think if you head down to the store, especially if you're on what's it, Naimos?
Naimos. And you pick up the Pizos, which are like, little energy pills.
Yeah, they got some Pizos and some other stuff in there too. But I think there's some practical stuff. Maybe a knife for cutting some nets if there's, you know, illegal fishing going on or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Some knives, some flares. Mm. I wondered if they maybe had some treats for space birds. Mm. We see not the seagulls, but the Speegulls in Star Wars Resistance. I was looking them up. They're native, allegedly, to that planet, but we'll see. Yeah. Who knows? But the idea that I really like is, you know, when you can get those little canisters of air for like your computer to like blow the dust out of your keys on your computer.
Literally have three of them right in front of me. I'm obsessed with this.
I think that it's like six or seven of those to try to blow the sand out from their totally not sand friendly armor.
Yeah, that's a great cut. Yeah. And their blaster, maybe you get some sand jammed in that blaster.
Oh, yeah.
Makes some sense.
I mean, I think, you know, people think shore troopers' lives are luxurious, but they're spending like half their day, you know, blasting sand out of their crotch.
Yeah. I hate sand. Yeah, I heard that Vader guy hates sand. I'm on board.
Shore troopers, secretly, Vader has a strong opinion about them. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do you think that shore troopers ever take off their armor after work and actually play in the water? Is it when nighttime falls on Scarif? I'm sure there's still some patrolling. Do you go out there with your buddies and just splash around, have some space margaritas? What do you think happens there?
I think they're not allowed. And that is the catch of the Empire, right? So this is an assignment you want. Beach, Scarif, nice. A little less action. Your life's maybe not in much danger. And you get there and you can't enjoy the spoils of it. What a powerful lesson the Empire is teaching you. You got this power and you can't use it.
Yep. Yeah. I think it's been ruined for them, right? You know, because everything, obviously there are a ton of people who live in actual tropical environments. I'm speaking from my perspective. Hell, you grew up on the beach. But, you know, for a lot of us, we see those as this is a break. This is a getaway. We reconnect with nature, all that stuff. And they don't get any of that, I don't think. Mm. I think it's been ruined for them. I was like, yeah, I stand around, especially on Naimos. They're just standing there watching old ladies drink.
Yeah. Oh, it's the worst.
and yelling at people for their ID. That's not a fun way to be at the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've taken a couple trips to a local beach here in Los Angeles. And every once in a while, I see this one guy whose job is to sweep the sidewalk that ends at the beach. It's this endless job. That is a battle you're never going to win, my friend.
Never. Never. Yeah. What a lesson. Yeah.
So we've talked around it, but let's go to the heart of it. At the end of the day, do you think the other trooper classes make fun of shore troopers? And if so, like why? From what perspective?
Well, it's both a little envy, a little jealousy, a little projection, perhaps. You know, shore troopers are generally on the planets, like we said, have maybe more, you know, fun to be on from afar. The armor is a little less restrictive. I bet it's hot inside a regular stormtrooper oven. I know they have temperature controls. Yeah, that's neat. That's a visual dictionary kind of answer, but I think you feel a little freedom. I think people want to be there. I love the range troopers. We talked about the range troopers before, and we will again. I just absolutely love design. I love, but being on Vandor, man, that ain't fun. And so you're going to build up a hard callus on your soul, not just your hands and feet there. So I think that's what happens when they're all around, and it's this like perceived toxic trooper identity where, you know, you shore troopers aren't as tough as us. And we survive snow troopers, but even I think range troopers are the baddest of the bad, at least in my mind. So they even make fun of snow troopers as well. And then something like the biker scouts, scout troopers might look at shore troopers, you know, again, rank aside, be like, you're not even committing. Like we're out there writing poems on Endor, you know, hath yeah. the trees that touch the skies that rot these murder bears. Like, you know, we're out there fighting the fight and you're out there just standing on the beach.
Yeah. I mean, biker scouts, right? I mean, zipping through the forest at such high speeds with their cool rides, right? Yeah. And, yeah. you know, in all the video games and everything, they've also been coded as the snipers. Like, mm-hmm. you know, biker scouts got to be, nobody messes with them. They're cool. Like, they're almost like the special forces.
yep.
You know, between those different skill sets, right? So I think coastal defense troopers, I think shore troopers is a name that was assigned to them out of mockery of like, you're defending the coast because we're constantly having those waves of, you know, ships attacking the beach. Is the beach okay? I think
yes.
I think they get mocked because it's seen as an easy job, a cushy job. But I think hidden in that is tons and tons of jealousy, right? Like, and yes. I wish I was one of them.
It's absolutely dynamic what's going on there in the Empire.
It is. Well, we always like to wrap up by making it personal, bringing the weird, wild Star Wars into our real world. So, Ken, if you had to be a shore trooper here on planet Earth, covered in armor, exposed thighs, what beach would you want to be stationed at?
I would want to go to my home beach, Pismo Beach, California, also Oceano up there, Shell Beach, Avila Beach. It's all up there on the coast, my hometown area. The reason being, particularly in Pismo Beach on like a Tuesday morning at 8 a.m., it's cold. My beach wear was sweatpants, sneakers, and a hoodie, and maybe a hat and a mask. It got cold there. The water's like 50 degrees. It's foggy. So I would love to be a shore trooper because I think I'd be warmer. That's where the benefit of the armor would really have. My legs would be cold, but I think I can live with that. And I think it'd be practical because I felt like a shore trooper on my home beach.
I really like this. And I'm going close to your home, I believe, right? We've talked about this. The General Cambria area.
Same neck of the woods. Yes. About 45 minutes north. Yeah.
Yeah, so because I just looked this up of, okay, what is the definition of shore? And the actual definition is the land along the edge of a sea, lake, or other large body of water. It doesn't have to be sand. And I loved when my wife and I stayed in Cambria, all those rocks that you could just climb and jump. And that would make you feel cooler.
yeah, absolutely.
And you get less sand. And if you keep, you know, just racing down those rocks, you run into that big collection of what is it? Otters? Sea?
What's that? Well, there's otters for sure. There's sea lions.
There's that big sea lion mating area. And they you know, they're northern elephant seal rookery. That's what it is.
Yeah, seals.
So I want people to go watch that huge beach of elephant seals, and then they pan over, and I'm just standing there in my short trooper.
Short trooper. I love that.
He's protecting the elephant seals. How cool. Yeah. If you met a shore trooper, what beach music would you play for them?
You got to go some classic stuff, some Ventures, some Dick Dale, an old acquaintance of mine, Merle Fankhauser, the actual credited writer for Wipeout. That's just go classic, a Woody and a board, and just knowing that they can't even touch it. I would like to see, I bet Filoni or Favreau would probably do this, commission the design of like a Imperial version of an old classic Woody where you can drive to the beach and patrol in it.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, no, let Kevin Kiner loose on his Dick Dale impression. Just yes. Let's go full Dick Dale on the Shore Troopers. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, so Shore beautiful. Troopers.
The only other thing I would option, because I was just listening to this record, the first one I purchased, is the Stray Cats. They're not strictly, a beach group, but they got a little bit of that electric guitar sound. And in specific, they have a song with a different kind of beach, an English beach. They have a song called Rumble in Brighton.
That's right.
I'd like to play that and make this Shore Troopers really nervous that there's going to be a rumble in Scariff tonight. Rumble on the beach tonight.
Love
there
it.
Ain't a bleeping thing you can do.
Love it. Love
All right. That is our look at Shore Troopers, but we need to rate the wild, the weird, the wondrous factor of Shore Troopers. Our rating system is based on one of the original Star Wars weirdos, and that is Lobot. So out of 10 Lobot heads, one being the least, 10 being the most, how many Lobot heads do you give the Shore Trooper?
Look, wondrous, I'd go higher. I'm going to go right in the middle. They're a 5. They just are. They made so much sense when they come out than when they came out that it just seems like it always was. That I could have grown up with a Kenner classic Shore Trooper, Coastal Defender Trooper figure. So I'm going 5 out of 10.
That's pretty good. I'm going higher. I'm going to say they are 8.5 Lobot Ooh. Heads wild. Because they sneak up on you, because they do look cool, they are in the tradition of a different trooper for every environment. But then when you stop and go, wait, they're so weird. They raise more questions than they answer, and that makes them wild to me. So I'm going a big 8.5.
I love that. I love that. All works.
Excellent. So that is our look at Shore Troopers. Feel free to share your Shore Trooper thoughts. What's your Lobot head ranking? Feel free to let us know those Shore Trooper feelings. You can find a link to all things Force Center on our Twitter at Force Center Pod. Ken, where can people find you?
Hey, you can find me at KedNapSuck across all social media platforms or my website, KedNapSuck.com. Link to other things I do from there.
Yeah, and you can find me on all the social media, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Mastodon now, and you can go to my website, josephscrimshaw.com, or find my YouTube channel by searching Joseph Scrimshaw. But for now, for myself, for Ken, for the Coastal Defense Troopers, this has been Databank Dive.